be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. There we were in the middle of nowhere, having traveled by car on the roughest terrain I have personally ever been on, for about a half an hour after going through this village called Dukamoja, a town over 2.5 hours from Nairobi, Kenya. Our team all sat together in a tin hut, the nicest of the huts in the village. The rest were made of dung and thatch. They had no consistent source of electricity. They had no consistent source of water. In fact, they had very little water because it hadn't rained there in over 6 months. And yet, there we sat in this tin hut, having just feasted like royalty for the second time in 18 hours. Then, if that was not enough, one of the mothers of the tribes came and gave each of us a handmade gift made by a member of the tribe. It just didn't make sense. They had nothing, or at least by our American standards, they had nothing, and yet they were giving us gifts. Why were they doing this? It had only been a day that we had been there, really less than a day. What had we done to deserve such treatment? What is it about receiving a gift that we somehow think we need to do something in order to deserve it? For example, have you ever received a gift from somebody and then immediately thought you should go out and buy them something in return? Doesn't that very notion run contrary to the nature of a gift? Consider how John 3:16 starts. For God so loved the world that he gave. God loves, so God gives. Not because we are worthy, not because we deserve it. Like the mother of this tribe, there was no expectation there that I would give her something in return or do something in order to earn this gift. No, I was simply to sit there and receive because out of love, she desired to give. And so we see with our conversation of Jesus with Nicodemus in our text for today. Jesus delivers to this man of the Pharisees a pure gift. But like me in that village, Nicodemus has some trouble understanding what the nature of a gift is all about. Listen again to that portion of our text. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So here you have Jesus standing right before Nicodemus, the promised Messiah. The kingdom of God has come. And what's more, Jesus has told Nicodemus that the kingdom of God is his to have in and through this gift that we know as baptism. But he can't seem to understand this gift. He thinks he has to figure out a way to enter back into his mother's womb in order to be born again. he can't help but think that he somehow has to do something to earn this gift. Then again, Pharisees made their living on doing good works. They exhausted themselves through the strict obedience of the Mosaic law in order to try and earn God's favor and earn favor before their peers and also the people that surrounded them. So in Nicodemus' mind, gifts were not freely given. They had to be earned. But is that really a gift? When it comes to the gift of God's love given in and through baptism, is there anything that has to be done? When a baby is baptized here before you in this church, did that child do anything to earn that gift of salvation? No. That baby, like all of us, was conceived and born into sin and doomed to die eternally. There is simply nothing that baby or any of us who is baptized, nothing we could do to earn this free gift of God. The problem comes in when we consider that we live in a world where we are told that nothing is free. Everything has to be earned. The boss tells us, work harder if you want a raise. Parents say, obey more if you want more privileges. Coaches say, put more time and effort in practice if you want more playing time on the field or on the court. So we push and we push and we push, exhausting ourselves, and for what? More money, better stuff, higher status. We are a me, myself, and I culture that thinks that everything we've got in this life is because we did the work to earn it. And so as we live in this Pharisaic, self-centered world that we buy into, we lose sight of what a gift is all about. A gift in its pure and unadulterated form is about the very character of the giver, not the receiver. When that mother of that tribe gave me that gift, it had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the fact that she had heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and he was at work in and through her. Because Jesus loved her, so he gave through her. It had nothing to do with whether I deserved it or not. Truth is, none of us deserves the gifts that Jesus gives. We're all sinners that fall short, far short of the glory of God. Which means that for all of us who exhaust ourselves trying to prove our worth before others and even before God, we are fighting a never-ending battle. And for what? For pride. For pride. And pride is sin. And sin needs to be confessed. For all of us that buy into this pursuit of pride, you need to know this. I need to know this. That the law is always going to show us that we haven't done enough. No matter how hard we try, no matter how much we exhaust ourselves, the law is always going to be there to accuse us, to say you aren't good enough, you aren't worthy, and the only thing you deserve is death and condemnation. And that would be true. That is what we deserve, death and condemnation. It's hardly a reason for us to be prideful. But that's where the good news of our text comes in. For God so loved the world that he gave. God's very character is one of love that can't help but give. And when it comes to giving a gift, he gives his very best. He gives his son, his perfect son. who came from heaven to earth to live the life that we couldn't live. When we failed, He succeeded. When we fell to temptation, He stood up to it. When we couldn't save ourselves from death, He went right through it all the while, bearing our sinful failures upon His shoulders to give us the very gift that we so desperately needed. Forgiveness for our sinful failures and life eternal with Him. This can't be earned. No matter how hard you try. But have no fear. The good news is that the work has already been done. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, as our text says, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. And that's exactly what happened. God has lifted up His Son to be placed in our place, to endure the wrath of God in our place, so that we won't be condemned, so that we will be given eternal life. As Nicodemus stood before Jesus, he wanted to know how he could get this gift. And the answer is the same for him as it is for you and for me. Baptism. Baptism is where the gift of God's love is delivered to you. Yes, you were born of the flesh. Yes, you were born in sin and doomed to die for all eternity. But in baptism, Christ Jesus claimed you as His own. He purchased you, not with gold or silver, but with His holy and precious blood in His innocent suffering and death. And not by your own reason or strength could Nicodemus or you begin to fathom all that He's done for you. Not by your own reason or strength can you believe all of this to be true. But thanks be to God, in the gift given in baptism, you were given the gift of the Spirit to believe in Jesus as your Savior. That means that Jesus' Spirit is now alive and well within you, so that you may believe in Him, so that you may not perish, and you may have eternal life. No, it doesn't make all the sense in the world. It was hard for Nicodemus to process. It is for us too. How on earth could some water and a few words spoken deliver all of that? Then again, how can a little wafer of bread and a sip of wine deliver to you the forgiveness of sins? But it does. Because He said so. You've heard parents say the line, because I said so. The same can be said of Jesus' words spoken to us. It's because He says so that we are saved and forgiven. It's because there's almighty power in that word, because that word is Jesus. The word that became flesh and dwelt among us to save us. Just as He stood before Nicodemus, so He stands before you, because you have been given the same gift. You have been baptized into the name of Jesus, which means your life is not defined by what you do or what you don't do. Your worthiness is not determined by the status you have or don't have. Your status is marked by the blood of the Lamb that covers you, naming and claiming you as a beloved child of God. And that is what you are. That is the gift He gave you in your baptism. Not because you earned it. Not because you're worthy. But because God so loved the world that He gave. God so loved you that He gave His only Son, so that you will not perish, but have eternal life. That's the gift He's given to you. And there are countless people in our communities and across the world who have not received this gift. And they're just waiting to have you share it with them. Sinners like us, in need of the Savior. What a privilege we've been given. It was well in that same village that I was looking around and I was trying to process everything that was happening. And Pastor May could see that I was a bit perplexed. He leaned over to me and he said this, "Don't you see, Adam? They haven't had a pastor here in over a year. They're out in the middle of nowhere. And yet here we are with them. After we leave, people are going to come from villages from all over just to find out what they heard from these visitors. And what they will hear is the gospel of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Amen. And so may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.